relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
It's Second Amendment Friday, guys. Car Firearms is fighting for America. Car executives stand with America First. They're willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor. That's KAHR.com. Check out their superb website. Carry a 9mm car. That's KAHR.com. For those of you who are watching on YouTube, I'm sorry you can't hear amazing bumper music. John Williams, it is the Star Wars theme to honor a very special guest who I was on his show about 2 hours ago. He's Dave Rubin, the host of The Rubin Report, coming to you from the Mustafar System, author of Don't Burn This Book. Great fun we had with Jack Murphy and Sean Spicer. We did that live, Dave, about an hour ago. Is that up already? Is that going to stay on YouTube?
It is live, it is up, and it will stay on YouTube as long as the YouTube overlords allow it to stay on YouTube. So I assume it'll be done by the time we're done with this video right here. But Gorka, before we get going, I have to say, you note that I'm from the Mustafar system, which is what it says in my Twitter bio.
You moved. You're in Dagobah, right. And now you're in Mustafar.
It used to say Dagobah. Now it says Mustafar because Dagobah, when you're in lockdown and you can't get out, it's a swamp.
It's a food desert. It's a food desert.
Yeah, Mustafar, it's hot, but it's a dry heat. It's very nice. Look at the height on my hair right now. You can't get that.
Wow. Yeah, I'm impressed. No product needed. We're big mutual Star Wars fans, so that's why we're being silly now. But let's get a little bit more serious. We'll talk about YouTube and the future of that video and all of our videos in a second. But I need your assistance. And this just came to me as I was listening to the Star Wars music. Because you've done this journey. You've gone from the left to the right. You were a Democrat. Now you're kind of libertarian, maybe conservative. I need your help. So first things first.
Yes.
What do you do? First, a personal one. When somebody in your family or your wife's family hears that you've caught the coronavirus and I've recovered, I'm fine. It was nothing. It was pathetic. And then my wife tells this relative, yeah, he was great. He took hydroxychloroquine and, a few days later. And the person goes, what? But that's dangerous. You can't take that. And of course, this is a lovely lady who the only thing she reads is the New York Times. The only thing she listens to is MSNBC and CNN. I'm just curious. Do we write these people off? Because I get angry because I think, oh my gosh, are you serious? A drug that's been around since the 1950s that all of Africa takes for malaria, and you think I'm going to die from the thing that actually cured me? Is there any magical tool you found, or you just kind of ignore it?
Well, look, we can't give up because they want to give up on us, right? They want to write all us off as, right-wing maniacs and kooks and crackpots and as we talked about on my show today, messengers of disinformation and misinformation. It would be very easy for us to do that, right? We could just say, hey, there's a whole bunch of people out there that are brainwashed by CNN and the New York Times and Vox and the rest of it, and there's just nothing we can do with them, and we should just head towards what perhaps is a inevitable national separation. Maybe we should go that route. I actually, because I believe in the ideas that guys like us always talk about, I think we can win if we can get an audience with these people. Now, The tough part there, of course, and you know this as well as I do, is that getting these people to sit down and calmly talk about these things and not call you a racist and a bigot is becoming increasingly impossible. And that's why it's so dangerous, the shift that has happened just in this last week, where it went from 4 years of, okay, they're all Nazis, bigots, and racists, where now it's their insurrectionists and domestic terrorists.
Right.
That's what you're saying about 74 million people, half of the country. How do you give a little room for forgiveness there? How do you give a little room to come together? So, you know, it's like heel, but what do they mean, heel like hug or heel like bow? And I think we know which one it is.
Also, help me get inside the mind of these people, because I'll play the audio later. When you have AOC say that she is literally on camera, I am afraid of being shot by my fellow congressmen who are Republicans.
Think how crazy this is. So look, AOC goes on, and she'll call Ted Cruz a white supremacist. Ted Cruz isn't even white. And a whole bunch of other stuff, right? It's one thing you're just calling the white people white supremacists. Right. You're also calling the Latino people
well,
white supremacists.
Look, okay, if Candace Owens can be a white supremacist, then, you know, right?
I know. She's, yeah, exactly. But this concept where they've used emotions to supersede everything, she knows that she's not afraid that one of her fellow congressmen is going to shoot her. But think how dangerous that language is. And it's very tempting then for us to go in with equally as emotionally charged and over the top language. But that's just, I mean, that's just all of us going on the road to hell together. So the question really is like, well, what do you do? So what do we do in the face of a group of people who now have power, whose goal is to have power, who are telling us what they're going to do with that power? What do we do as people that don't want to use governmental power? This is the great challenge, I think, of our time for liberty-minded people. It's like, all right, we're live and let live, but if the other guys are trying to come onto our property and do stuff or indoctrinate our children or whatever it might be, then our live and let live has to have some limit. Yeah. This is the paradox of tolerance.
And I think we discussed this on your special with Sean and Jack. There are going to be some triggers, and I mean real triggers, in terms of the transgender thing, the thing that the president just signed. When mothers and fathers see how that affects their children, I think there's going to be a moment where the scales fall from the eyes. His book is Don't Burn This Book. Catchy title. Follow him on Twitter at Ruben Report. He's also on Locals, this new freedom of speech platform. Check it out. And also it's the Ruben Report. Can you talk to us about, I mean, I'm just looking at your Twitter account. How many followers have you lost in the last 2 weeks?
I lost about 80,000.
Yeah.
Not
same
that
here.
I'm counting.
Same here. Yeah. Yeah, same here. Okay. So let's talk about this. I've always been of the, you know, I love the free market. Let Rumble do what it's doing. Let Parler find a bloody server. Don't go back to somebody who can just flick a switch. You're creating Locals. But I don't want us to end up in conservative ghettos. That's why I love being on Twitter, because ridicule and humor is a massive tool that we can use against crazy people who think you're a racist because of your skin color. What are you expecting in the weeks and months to come when AOC talks about blacklists, when you see Katie Couric talk about the need to deprogram or re-educate people? How concerned are you that sooner or later we're just going to be in our little ghettos, Dave?
Well, look, it's legit. You know, CNN did a piece this weekend, or was it just 2 or 3 days ago, sorry, about with this Facebook representative saying that, you know, they should basically take Fox News and the rest of them off the air. This is a real problem. And again, a bunch of us, it's like, I accept that CNN exists. I believe it's a propaganda network that is part of the Democratic Party at this point.
But you don't want to MSNBC. Shut it down.
I'm not shutting it down. I can make fun of them all the time. These are ridiculous partisan activists. I mean, work with me here, Gorka, on this one. You think Jake Tapper is a Democrat? You think Wolf Blitzer is a Democrat? You think Don Lemon's a Democrat? You think Jim Acosta is a Democrat? You think Brian Stelter is a Democrat? We can keep going with this.
They all worked for Democrat congressmen. I mean, come on.
Right. But the point is, I'm not telling you that they should be shut down. I'm not trying to get their license yanked off. So I think your point is right. We need to fight to stay on those platforms, of course, and fight where the people are to get the new people. But I think we also have to find our own places that we are going to be protected. That's exactly why I started Locals.com. And I think you started a community, or you're about to start a community. We'd love to help you get on there, because what we're trying to do is build digital homes for creators. And that way you will have something that's yours. Locals is a tech service, not a platform. In other words, we're building you a home, and what you do in Seb Gorka's home, that's up to Seb Gorka. And that's the way tech should be.
Last question. I ask this usually of our politicians who come on the show, but I'm going to ask you. A lot of people have despaired, given up, say they're never going to vote again. What is your message to those who've said, I've had enough with these people. I say it's un-American. What do you say, Dave Rubin, to those who say America is over?
You gave a beautiful answer to this question earlier, so I hope people will check it out on my YouTube show, because I asked you something similar. You must keep fighting. You must keep fighting, even if every piece of you believes that the system is rigged, that Trump got screwed, that the swamp is back, that all of the bad ideas of socialism and Marxism and big government are flooding in right now. It's your silence and acquiescence that will enable it, right? Like, if you think it's all horrible, well, then guess what? Your silence will only make it more horrible. As far as I know, we only get one time around that rock, and you got to do everything you can to make it worthwhile. I'm trying, you're trying, and I think most people are trying, and I think all they need is a little injection of bravery sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. We need a vaccine for giving us some courage. You're so right. If you're silent, it's actually acquiescence. Follow this man at Rubin Report on Twitter. The book is Don't Burn This Book, locals.com. God bless you. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Car Firearms is fighting for America. Car executives stand by our values here at America First, willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor. Check out their incredible range. I carry a 9mm car, KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. Biden's making me kill lots of trees. I mean, lots of trees. I have here printed out his freshest executive orders. One on protecting public health and the environment, ensuring lawful and accurate enumeration and apportionment pursuant to the decennial census. Oh, deep breath. EO on the revision of civil immigration enforcement. We're going to talk about that one. Mobilizing the government for COVID-19, protecting the federal workforce, and advancing racial equality. With our good guest, every Friday, national security, foreign relations, vice president at the conservative mothership, the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. He's preventing World War III, one tweet at a time. James Carafano, welcome back in studio.
Great.
We're going to try and discuss, what is it? The phrase is unforced errors, okay? But before we get to that, I've got to, as a man who wore the cloth of the Republic for decades, this just disgraceful. Allegedly, one congressman sees a National Guardsman at Dunkin' Donuts without a mask, and then an unauthorized, this is the latest narrative, an unauthorized officer of the Capitol Police has 5,000 guardsmen and women kicked out of the Senate and Congress buildings to spend the night on the concrete floor of a car park. It's just wrong, Jim, isn't it?
Well, I'll look at it from the soldier's perspective, which is, you know what? They don't look, they just do their job. You know, I've slept in a lot worse places. And the wonderful thing is we have a complete volunteer military that are there because they want to serve their country. And, you know, it doesn't matter how you treat them. They swore an oath to the Constitution. They followed an oath to the Constitution. You know, we wrote a couple articles on this. We don't have enough people, not just volunteering for military service, but actually even being qualified.
Yeah.
70% of American youth aren't even qualified for military
service.
But
doesn't it, you said it doesn't matter how we treat them, really?
Well, it doesn't matter to them.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that we mobilized more National Guards than we have ever mobilized domestically, and then we treat them like crap.
Well, I think this has been an ongoing issue for years, where particularly on the left, they have used the military as a political football, and they're constantly complaining about civil military relations mm-hmm. and all these terrible things that they thought the president was going to do. The only thing the president ever did with the U.S. military was support them, made sure they have equipment, make sure they were adequately paid, and respected them in every turn. It's the left that continually plays politics, whether it's deploying the National Guard on the border or complaining about deploying the National Guard to protect life and property and citizens. And then, of course, they're the first ones that demand that they rush to protect them.
Yeah.
If there's a lesson here, you know, we should all stop playing politics
yeah.
with our military. And what we should do is, before we go to bed at night, the last prayer we should say is, thank God there are people that put that uniform on, even though we as Americans give them crap for it sometimes. And they go out there and they protect us each and every day. We should thank God. We are so lucky to have them.
And we should also say a prayer that the incoming Secretary of Defense doesn't continue using the kind of language he did during his confirmation hearing when he called members of the U.S. military enemies. That is not how you start. Okay, let's talk about unforced errors. A whole ream of new executive orders, unforced errors, XL pipeline, and the START treaty. I thought we were going to make nice with everybody. The Canadians have already officially objected to the XL pipeline being cancelled.
So we can start with the XL pipeline. Yeah. So for folks that know, so we have a Keystone pipeline right. that brings them like 500,000 barrels a year into the United States. The XL is, we could actually double that capacity. Canceling that makes no sense from a scientific standpoint, because if you don't bring it down in a pipeline,
you're going to bring it another way.
Trucks, which means you're going to have immensely more CO2 emissions.
Burning diesel.
It doesn't make economic sense, because it's not going to mean there's less oil on the market. What it's going to mean is we're going to pay more for energy. People like Venezuela and Russia, their energy is actually going to be more valuable and
cheaper than having to truck it.
And so it's not going to, there's this notion that somehow if we prevent people from getting gas and oil, that will transition to green energy. That's not the way it works. If you want to transition to green energy, everybody's all for that. You have to have a transition plan, and you have to bring money into the economy, and you have to bring efficiencies into the economy so you can develop the technologies and the infrastructure and the capability to do that. So it's anti-science, it's anti-economic, it's anti-foreign policy. You've just
insulted
one of our greatest allies. And the other thing is Canadian-American independence and dominance in energy, that is a force for power mm-hmm. in the world today. Mm-hmm. So it's bad science, it's bad energy, it's bad foreign policy. All it really does is it pleases radical environmental groups that just want to that their plan for transition to green energy is to abolish the use of fossil fuels, no matter who's impoverished, no matter how damaging or destructive, or how it doesn't actually make good sense for the environment. That if that's what it means to say I'm the president for all Americans, it means I want to make sure I want to punish all Americans equally for being Americans or something. Just it makes no sense. That's just an unforced error.
So your analysis is it's just a decision driven by an ideological demand.
I don't know why they made that decision. I just know the only people who would be happy about it are the same people who think that good environmental and energy policy is making sure nobody has access to gas or oil.
Yeah.
And that is just not a practical, realistic, or constructive policy.
All right, START.
So New START.
Explain what that means.
It's called New because we had a treaty, a Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty. Obama wanted to replace it, so he cleverly called it New START. And the clever idea was, we will not build any more nuclear weapons, but we'll let the Russians build and have as many nuclear weapons as we do. I don't know why anybody thought that was a good idea. It's a treaty that only benefited the Russians. Now, what the Trump administration did is, using the threat of not renewing the treaty, the Russians, the Trump administration was negotiating with the Russians very tough for them to come back to the table with a treaty that was much more realistic. And so after that effort went on for well over a year, and we were actually making, according to U.S. officials, we were actually making progress.
And
the Biden guys wanted to say, no, we'll just sign the old treaty. So literally they squandered all the progress and all the hard bargaining over the last year to get a treaty which only benefited the Russians, which really just mostly benefits the Russians to begin with. Boy, if that's the pros, the accomplishment,
the adults are back,
Jim. The real, you know, God help us. Let's go back to the amateurs. I mean, it's just so self-inflicted. Why are you doing this?
I like that. There's a reason. There's a reason that we voted Donald Trump into that position. And one of the greatest things he did, one of the attitudes he brought, no sacred cows. No sacred cows. If something's broke, let's fix it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Every Friday with Jim Carafano, so much more to discuss. This is the Salem Radio Network, America First. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, especially if you're watching us on YouTube, hit that like button. But most importantly, don't touch that dial. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Look, let me be clear. Look, let me be clear also. I'm not banning fracking in Pennsylvania or anywhere else. And I'm going to protect Pennsylvania jobs, period. No matter how many times Donald Trump lies.
As long as you're not involved with the Keystone XL pipeline, and fracking will be next. That was, of course, the campaign trail, Joe Biden, who's a little bit different from President Biden. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We are discussing unforced... I can't believe it. It's only the second full day of the Biden administration. It's only day two, and we've already discussed the XL Keystone pipeline, the New START treaty. Let's go, Jim, to this... little fracas, this little storm in a teacup with the Israeli embassy and their letterhead.
Yeah, and you know, we should be fair here. I mean, it's not like the Trump administration didn't make unforced errors, too. And
Nobody says they didn't.
You were there.
I was right there.
But, you know, their goal was to slaughter sacred cows and make hamburgers out of it, you know.
Cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers. This is like they're resurrecting the sacred cow from the hamburger and they're putting it back on the pedestal. So somebody renamed the ambassador to Israel, the ambassador to Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank. And I suppose what they were saying, well, this just shows how much we really love the two-state solution. But Gaza's actually run by Hamas,
mm-hmm.
which is actually...
What is Hamas,
Jim? A terrorist organization, which is actually on the U.S. list of terrorist organizations. So this would essentially just said the U.S. has having a U.S. ambassador to Al-Qaeda. You know, and it's just, you know, and look, everybody makes mistakes, but, you know, Twitter is so lambasted with all these things about how the professionals are back and the people that really know how to do this about.
The adults.
Yeah, and it's like really, and so for 24 hours, it created quite the kerfuffle.
Yeah.
And
then it had to be changed back.
Yeah, and it's just incredibly embarrassing. I mean, I'm not saying it's the end of the world as we know
it. But again, it's what we were talking about earlier. It's kind of like they're hostages to an ideology. It's not right. It's not a policy cost-benefit analysis. They didn't sit down and say, oh, no, we're going to show them with a letterhead. We're going to be spiteful and then get embarrassed.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, going back to the Paris Climate Agreement, which is, it's ideological. There's no actual benefit for the United States in going back to the agreement.
On the contrary.
It doesn't even help us in reducing greenhouse gases. We actually... surpassed our targets in reducing greenhouse gases.
While not being part of it. We did better than the requirements of the treaty.
Yeah, so it, 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 it's not practical environmental energy policy. So, and this is what we keep getting promised we're going to get. Good policies for all Americans.
Your wheelhouse, border security. Talk to us about armed forced errors.
Yeah. I love coming on the show because could you just roll the tape of me saying I told you so?
Find it for next week.
Hey, no. They said, look, as soon as you start promising amnesty and open borders, what's going to happen is people will rush to the border and you will create a huge public health challenge, a criminal challenge because the cartels manage all this, a human tragedy challenge because people will be abused and they'll be raped and they'll be murdered and thieved on and everything else. And that's exactly what's happening. You know, as soon as Biden said, well, we're going to do all this stuff at the border, people just got on their horses and started rifling.
Thousands.
Created incredible challenges for our Central American partners, creates big issues for Mexico, creates a massive public health challenge with COVID and everything else. There is no reason to do that. And of course, he rolls out this, well, we're going to have this giant immigration bill, which is like put up a big billboard for illegal immigration. And in all likelihood, it would be very, very difficult for them to move that bill. But we've seen this before. When you make these promises, it just encourages illegal activity and you make the problem you're trying to deal with worse. Nobody forced them to do that.
No, nobody said they have to.
Nobody said on day one you have to precipitate a border crisis. And a matter of fact, people were writing about this. Even people on Biden's team were writing about, hey, let's go slow here and not make problems for ourselves. And the problem, here's the thing, all those unforced errors, New Start, but it's not like, oh, look at those Biden people. It's a problem for them. No. It's a problem for us.
Yes.
They're governing us, and we are going to live with the consequences of every bad decision made. Look, I am not partisan. I root for America, want them to succeed, be thrilled. Their job is to keep us free, safe, and prosperous. All those things that we've just talked about over the last 10 minutes. Tell me that any of those help make America more free, more safe, or more prosperous.
This is the clearest analysis. I mean, this is why we get you on the show, Jim. It's so just on the money. I mean, it's superlative. We don't need better yardsticks. We don't need better metrics. You just gave us, doesn't matter what it is, energy, the environment, the border, what technology. Are we freer? Are we free? Are we safe? Are we prosperous? Right now, in the first 2 days, it's not a good answer. Follow this man, JJ Carafano, on Twitter. Also, join the Heritage Foundation today. We love the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. PatriotMobile.com, the only conservative cell phone provider in the United States with an even broader 4G LTE network, strong expanded coverage. And they're on your side. Special discounts for veterans and first responders. Rated number one in customer service of all American cell phone providers. There's a reason for that. Transfer your number today. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. They support conservative causes. The First Amendment, the culture of life, the Second Amendment. Fund the good guys with your phone calls, not those who have other agendas. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. You can keep your old number. They're experts at getting you transferred. Join the good guys today. PatriotMobile.com/Gorka.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Carr Firearms, the good guys. They understand that complacency is a weakness that patriots cannot afford. For this reason, Carr Firearms is teaming up with us here at America First for 2021. Carr believes Americans shouldn't be afraid to publicly appeal for our freedoms. This is about more than being a gun enthusiast. This has become a very personal issue, struggling for the soul of our nation. Carr Firearms wants America First listeners to know that they are not afraid to publicly support the Second Amendment Friday segments. Go to their website, kahr.com. That's kahr.com. We are continue our theme today of the virtual SHOT Show, the biggest industry event in the world when it comes to the firearms industry. It's not happening as it does every year in Las Vegas because of the Chinese virus, but it's happening virtually. And we are delighted to be joined by the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the organizers of SHOT Show, by their Senior Vice President for Government and Public Affairs, Larry Keene. Welcome to America First.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure to spend time with you.
Now, I've looked at your resume. Very impressive legal background. There's one title you may want to kind of rephrase, if it's possible. You were voted the top lobbyist of 2014 in D.C. That's not a thing we proudly say, although it is in relationship to the flurry of gun control attempts after the Newtown shooting. So you pushed back on behalf of the Second Amendment, and we're very grateful you did. Larry, talk to us from that perspective. We have a clearly anti-Second Amendment administration that's been sworn in. What tools are they going to use to undermine the civil rights that we enjoy every single day as shooters? And how should we Americans respond? Is it going to be a flurry of executive orders? In your experience, what should we get ready for?
Well, I think, Sebastian, we can rest assured that they will use every tool in the toolbox to infringe upon the Second Amendment and to limit and restrict the rights of law-abiding Americans to keep and bear arms. And that would obviously include executive orders. It will include policy interpretations and enforcement actions. And it will also include efforts to pass gun control legislation. I think they have a big challenge in front of them, certainly on the legislative front, because they have a very thin margin in the House, and they're tied in the Senate. And so long as the filibuster holds and Senator Manchin is true to his word, it'll be difficult for them to pass major gun control legislation in the Senate. If the filibuster goes away, then all bets are off, and then we would be looking at bans on modern sporting rifles, magazine capacity restrictions, universal background checks. We'll be looking at the delays in transfers from 3 business days to longer, maybe a month. We'll be looking at ammunition background checks. We'll be staring at registration, confiscation, micro-stamping, smart guns. The list goes on and on. I am hopeful that the filibuster will remain, but it's important for your audience to be prepared and engaged. And don't wait until it's too late. They should be calling their congressman or woman. Am I allowed to say that person? to call their senators and insist and demand that they oppose these restrictions on their rights. We have at least 8.5 million first-time new gun buyers in the past year. I had a conversation with Nick's yesterday, and background checks in January are off the charts. January will be, if not the highest January ever, it'll be right up there. I'm sure it will be greater than last year. They told me we're looking at some top 10 weeks and top 10 days in the past 2 weeks. And so, you know, if you look at Politico, hardly a conservative publication, listed the Biden day one promises and what did he fulfill and what did he abandon. And among the day one promises was to send a bill to repeal the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. And he didn't send that legislation over to Congress. And actually, Politico listed that as the number one most conspicuously absent day one promise from the Biden administration. Hopefully that's because they know that they don't have the votes to move that, even in a divided, equally divided Senate. But they will certainly make a run at it as then-candidate Biden promised. He said the NRA wasn't the problem, it's the gun manufacturers. He promised that he's coming for us, period. He's going to get us. And, he more recently said he's coming for the NRA, and he's made a lot of promises, and he will feel pressure to keep those promises. And on the executive order side and policy side, he can restrict imports, he can restrict exports in the stroke of a pen. I think we'll see an effort to change the definition of who a dealer is, so that if you sell two or three or a couple of firearms to your friends, or you buy them, you're going to all of a sudden be a dealer and subject to ATF regulations. So I think we'll see that. I
mean, we're running out of time, Larry. I have to ask you in the last 30 seconds we have left. In addition to making phone calls, is there anything else that Americans can do?
They need to get registered to vote if they aren't. So in the midterms, we can take back the House and protect our Second Amendment rights. They need to show up at rallies and lobby days, like was held just the other day in Richmond, Virginia. And you have to be engaged politically right down to your local city council race and county elections. Don't, because they're creating mischief right down the local level. And so you need to be fully engaged. And, of course, go out and exercise your rights. Go to the range. Go out, go hunting. Go shooting. And demonstrate how important it is for you to have your Second Amendment rights.
That's what I've been saying every single day here on America First. It truly is a cliche, but it's also the truth. Politics is local. Get engaged. Get involved. He is Senior Vice President for the National Shooting Sports Foundation that bring us SHOT Show. God bless you, Larry Keene, and the whole team. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, Second Amendment Friday, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you're in pain and have found relief nowhere else, you must try Relief Factor. Just listen to Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been doing doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Find out if you could be the next Alicia by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if Relief Factor works for you like it does for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Carr Firearms.
What is the name of the chap who has the Fox show now? What is his name? Come on.
Neil Cavuto.
Cavuto. Thank you, guy. Come on, come on, come on, come on. What a bloody vomitous segment. As we were talking Second Amendment, do you know what Neil Cavuto just did? For the length of our segment on Fox News, he had Richard Branson of Virgin fame bloviating over his friendship. The title of this segment is Richard Branson's friendship with Barack Obama, with photographs from Branson's Instagram page and footage of Obama paragliding with him. Get me a bucket so I can vomit in it. Fox News. I know it's Cavuto, but a whole segment on my friendship with Barack Obama. I just had to unburden that. Okay, Al in California has been waiting a long time. Line 3, welcome, Al.
How you doing, Sebastian?
I was okay until I saw Obama and Neil Cavuto. Carry on.
Okay, listen, a good bumper tune, I don't know if you've ever heard of the tune Gary Owen, which is a fighting song of the U.S. Cavalry. That might be a good bumper tune. But here's my couple of questions. I have a project for you. You said you wanted to try knife making.
Yes.
I'm a Yankee. My great ancestors were almost killed fighting for the North. But a Confederate D-Guard buoy, I think, would be an interesting project for someone to
make. You know, funny, it's very interesting you mentioned that. There's very few buoys that excite me. It's the ratio of the blade width to the length that just makes it look a little bit heavy for me. I've got a couple of very special Gerber buoys from the 1990s that are collector's items now, which are much more slender. But look, it's a historic, iconic knife, but not an easy one to make correctly.
Now, here's my other question.
Yes.
I'm right next door to San Bernardino where they had the terrorist attack. Uh-huh. Two people killed their fellow employees.
At a Christmas party. I was there on the day it happened. Yeah.
All right. Now, those people were vetted. I think it was terribly irresponsible, both for this mass amnesty that President Biden is contemplating, but to not have vetting from these terrorist countries. It wasn't anti-Muslim. It was designed to stop people coming here from countries who cannot vet them.
Not only that, the State Department, according to Obama's regulations, wasn't even allowed to look at that woman's social media page when she applied for a visa. If they had, they would have seen that she was a radical and that she was a jihadi. And she came here, got her green card, and with her jihadi husband, killed 13 of their colleagues at the Christmas Day office party. Yeah, it's insane. We're going to see more of it. God bless, Al. Great questions. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious one that is Washington, D.C.